Good afternoon, Dr. Schmidt, dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on patient George Colby on 8/23/23. Mr. Colby performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilator, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Jeannie, J-E-A-N-N-I-E, Smith. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 8/23/23, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. Without significant airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index is greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to our prior study dated 2A23, there's been improvement in airflow without significant change in forced vital capacity, period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction without significant airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry in Malaysia, M-A-H-L-Y-S-I-A, Hankins. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 8/23/23, Mr. Hankins performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3A23. There's been improvement period of paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marcia Schlesinger, S-C-H-L-E-S-I-N-G-E-R. This goes to Dr. William Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. On 8/23/23, Mrs. Schlesinger performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, six-minute walk test on patient Linda Hetzel, H-E-T-Z-E-L. This goes to Dr. Adams. On 8/23/23, Mrs. Hetzel performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 93%, period. After walking 420 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, and paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Thank you.